Greetings. I present to you SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on cfru.ca. I am its master overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive, fusion, and alternative genres, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon.
Stop the car on a drive in the dark. Never look for the truth in your mother's eyes. Never trust the sound of rain upon a river rushing through your ears. Arriving somewhere, but not here. Did you imagine the final sound as a gun? All the smashing windscreen of a car. Did you ever imagine the last thing you'd hear as you fade in out was a song? Arriving somewhere, but not here. All my designs simplified. And all of my plans compromised. And all of my dreams sacrificed. Thank you.
This week on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, we're going to have a really special, fantastical time because the show is called The Observer's Birthday, SMK Birthday Special, because, as you all know, I'm the Master Overseer, so that must mean today is my birthday, June 4th. So I have curated, I always curate all the songs, but these selection of works and pieces are songs that I really want to listen to today to celebrate my birthday. So that first extended work, actually, clocking it at around 12 minutes, was Arriving Somewhere But Not Here by Porcupine Tree off their 2005 album Dead Wing. I've actually gotten quite involved with the Porcupine Tree as of late because when Stephen Wilson came to Toronto to perform at the Opera House, he not only played his solo discography, but also his Porcupine Tree works, such as Arriving Somewhere But Not Here. I'm now totally hooked on Porcupine Tree, like especially their 2000 sound when they introduced their metal stylings. So far on my for my birthday, I came into Guelph, and as I'm from Mississauga, and I've actually had a really really busy weekend, really active weekend, because on Saturday I went to the edge of Toronto to do my next interview, my next an audience in the Observational Tower interview series, with the Toronto prog band Dream Aria, and that was really exceptional because they, as you'll hear when that interview comes out, was my first on-location interview that I had to bring a portable recorder for it. And I had a good time with all the members, and it should be great. I gotta start working on that. Then, right after that, I headed right into downtown Toronto to see a collection of Toronto prog bands, four of them at the Coalition. These include, like, really underground acts, which I have, half of them I've played on the show before. These include Hold My Hand, Spaceman, Girth, Parliament Owls, and Afterwake. And I will definitely get around to playing more of their music, and especially Hold My Hand and Parliament Owls, which I have not played on the show before. Yeah. As you can tell, I'm doing really well. I haven't scripted today because also I have not slotted in my songs. I'm just going on what I feel like the order should be, except for the first one. actually, I have, over the weekend, I've invited a couple of friends and music friends as well, to, if they have the chance to come into the studio as guests. And also I've also suggested, if you can't come into Guelph, that you can phone in and say happy birthday, or like during when it comes to the next talk segment, you can be a guest through the phone. So the on-air CFRU phone is 519-837-CFRU, or which is 2378, 519-837-2378. Now, okay, I should actually go into the next part, next song, because, yeah. Next is actually another Porcupine Tree song from the album before Dead Wing, In Absentia, from 2002, because, and it's on vinyl, because I got the remastered vinyl when I went to the Steven Wilson concert. So, oh yeah, and then this remaster was done by Steven Wilson through and released through K-Scope, a really good progressive rock album, progressive rock label, independent label from England. So I'll be playing a track off that. And that track will be The Sound of Muzak.
Hear the sound of music drifting in the aisles. Elevator Prozac stretching on for miles. Music of the future will not entertain. It's only meant to repress and neutralize your brain. So comes in silver pills, engineered to suit you, building cheap thrills. The music of rebellion makes you want to rage, but it's made by millionaires who are nearly twice your age.
This is Leon Feldman of Glass Kites, and you were listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web at cfru.ca.
So, yes, we had a little mishap at the beginning there because I did not have the right song selected. That was Versa, Guelph Post-Rock Instrumental Audio-Visual Collective from their self-titled debut album. And the song that we heard was Number Language. Versa is like one of my best or favorite post-rock bands at the moment. And the band is full of great people, great, wonderful people that I've personally gotten to know. And actually, at the beginning of the show, the CFRU's outreach coordinator, Andrea, also suggested a request from Versa. And so it was actually a good thing that I was also playing Versa. and so actually also during that music segment, I got my first phone call from good friend Donette from Toronto, I believe, because we studied together when we were both doing chemistry here at the University of Guelph, and we are also both going to the King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard a concert in Toronto at the Danforth Music Hall next Tuesday. So I was distracted. I don't want to say distracted, but it was a very good talk with her that I forgot to select the right Versa track. But it all worked out. Everything's okay, and this is a free flow day. It's my birthday. I can make a little few mistakes. So now, we're gonna play another. Oh, I have to add the CD in. I want to get the right track selected this time. Now we're gonna be playing another Canadian band, one of the first new Canadian prog bands that I've gotten and has played and gotten into, Glass Kites from Vancouver. So I'll be playing off their self-titled debut album from 2012, and actually they made a teaser back in the winter about their sophomore album coming out hopefully this year, but I wanted to listen to a track for today. So the track we will be listening to is Soothsayer.
Hold on. Hold on. For dear life. And run. And run.
or that was Calgary project Rack, helmed by Eric Smith. Yes, and that was off his newest solo album Abundigo, that was released last year in December, self-released, and the song the piece we just heard was Sleepy Magics. And then before Rack, we heard one of my best, or like one my personal number one favorite album from 2017. The Optimist by Anathema from Liverpool, England. Yeah, this album, The Optimist, I have their vinyl in my hands right now. It's really good, really nice. So I would suggest like anyone who's into like progressive rock, alternative, I can't say it's lots of, it should get lots of praise and more attention that it, like more attention, I guess, on this side of the Atlantic. Sorry on that little tangent. So actually I didn't say last time, but if you wanted to phone in again, phone in to say happy birthday and possible on phone guest, the number is 519-837-CFRU, 519-837-2378. Next up is a band that I'm really excited to feature again on SMK because they have just released a new album, and they're from Hyacinthe, Quebec. If you've heard listened to SMK for a while now, you would know them, Renard Blanc. Their newest album is called Nui, which in English is translated to night. And this album was, like their previous releases have been self-released on their Bandcamp page, but now they have been picked up by a Quebec label called Sexy Sloth Records. So, and this album is like a really high contender for my personal best albums list for this year. And definitely I'll be playing more from this album in the future. So the track I'll be playing for you now is called Ouroboros, which I thought was a French word, but it has actually its own word. I just looked it up now, like before the broadcast, and it is an ancient symbol of a serpent or dragon eating its own tail, which represents introspection, cyclic nature, and the balance of creation and destruction. So here is Renard Blanc with Ouroboros. Thank you.
destruction by fate could suffer so hard from the games played much too often. But making mistakes is a part of life's imperfections. Born of the years, is it so wrong to be human after all? So in love, it's not so wrong. We're only human after all. These changing years, they add to your confusion. Oh, when you need to hear the time that told the truth.
That was Ninja Sex Party with their Under the Covers Volume 2 album. That song was Something About You, which is their own cover of the song by Level 42 off their own album, World Music, released in 1985, which is both Ninja Sex Party and Level 42 are both good favorite artists of mine. So now we're heading up to the top of the hour. So I'm going to have a little PSA break, and we will get back to the SMK birthday festivities here, kind of doing random assortments. And yeah, so remember, if you want to call in to say happy birthday to me and be, if you want to be on air, 519-837-CFRU, 519-837-2378. SMK will be back in one moment.